Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are joined now by Laurie Lambert-Blanc. Am I saying that right?
Perfect.
Okay, good. Arcan's got the he's got the accent more down than than I do, along with her son Laurent, and also Dr. Marios Giannakis. So thank you for joining us here on Jones and Mega with Arcan.
Yeah, thank you.
We were just talking a little bit off the air here, and as we're talking about, you know, the level of funds that are being raised and what they're being raised for, there's also the element of awareness. You know, there's also the element of raising awareness for different types of cancers and different types of screenings and different types of warning signs. And well, I think you're a good person to, you know, help speak to raising awareness and getting screenings for your specific type of cancer. So what can you tell us about that, what you've gone through and, you know, what you learned from that experience to educate people out there?
From that experience, I learned that you have to listen to your body. Anything that's unusual, go to the doctor.
So what were you experiencing that was unusual?
I was kind of out of breath a little bit. And then I had something on my side coming
like
up.
A mass?
A bump, yeah.
That you noticed, correct?
That I noticed. And then my husband told me, I was like, it's nothing. It's going to go away and stuff. And my husband told me, no, you need to go to the doctor. You need to take care of it because that's not normal. And then I went. And when I went to my doctor, the next day I had to go to the hospital, had surgery and stuff for colorectal cancer. It was stage 4. And then from there, I went to Dr. Giannakis at the Dana, and then everything's good.
Everything is good?
Everything is good.
Well, that's great to hear.
Yeah.
That is
yes,
great to hear, but that is good. I mean, that is just a wild, wild, you know, quick turn from, hey, I'm noticing something.
Yes.
To, hey, I'm going to go get it checked out. To, yes, hey, it's stage 4 and I need an operation. I mean, that,
yes,
is that's a very, very quick life-changing event.
Yes, because I was fine. I wouldn't suspect anything, and then it was there.
So, doctor, as I understand, this is excluding skin cancers. This is the third most common cancer among men and women. So, when people hear that, they might think, "How can I catch this early?" Talking about raising awareness through these funds, how can I catch this early? How can I be in tune with my body? How can I try to keep myself as healthy as possible?
Yeah, no, certainly. It is a very common cancer, but, and Laurie is a good example of that. Recently, we've noticed this shift towards younger and younger ages. Normally, when we think of colon cancer, we don't think of it as a disease of the young. And yet, we've had this epidemic, actually, of what we call early onset or young onset colorectal cancer. Many patients diagnosed at ages in their 40s, early 40s, like
early
you were, 40, Laurie,
42. Mm-hmm.
6 years ago, mm-hmm, but also even younger than that. It's tough because, of course, we recommend screening, and we have some very good screening tests, including colonoscopy, which is something we can do in the U.S. And in the past, we used to say 50, right? Get a colonoscopy. Now that has changed. We have formal recommendations that the new age of being screened at is 45.
And is that, I'm sorry to interrupt, but is that for people with a family history, or is that
for everybody?
That's for everyone.
That's for all of us, actually. But then, of course, there may be some patients who have this issue earlier.
Yep.
That's when it's really important to hear to our body and symptoms and signs, because screening will not cut younger ages than that. The 45 age is for everybody, even if they don't have symptoms. And some of the symptoms that we may see are pain, like you described, Lori, but also sometimes rectal bleeding, change in the stool consistency and how it looks. So we shouldn't ignore our bodies.
Now, you mentioned the surgery. You've had additional treatment since then. What stage are you at right now?
I don't know. I feel fine.
There you go.
I don't know why I'm still going there. I feel perfect. I feel fine.
I'll give you the money we discussed afterwards.
Okay.
Well, you look great. You're going to be. You were telling us before you joined us here on the air. Anyway, mm-hmm. You're going to be out on the field.
Yes.
Now that's pretty cool. Not a lot of people get to be out on Fenway Park before the field. Yeah, I'm sorry, we're holding you up here on the radio. We're holding you up to get down there and go get down there. And as I said, whatever they let you do down there, I'd be doing that. Grabbing dirt, grabbing souvenirs.
How's your arm? If it's an emergency and they need someone to pitch. How's the arm feeling?
Fine.
Okay.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Now, Laurent, I've been asking this to a lot of the family members that have been up here, because one of the great things that we hear secondhand, and I would love to hear your perspective on it, is the way that the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber really treat the whole family. I mean, they treat it as a family going through this experience together. What was your perspective and your experience at the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber having a parent going through it, and how they dealt with you specifically?
I mean, it was very friendly. They treated us like family, even though we just met them. Like she said, it was sudden, like the fact that it went from nothing to something major overnight, literally. It was really hard on the family. But they treated us like they understood what was going on, and they've seen it before, and they walked us through what happens in those situations.
And it has to be comforting to you to be able to have your family there with all of
yes,
us, right?
I mean,
it's very open door policy and bring whomever, and that has to be has to be a great.
One of my son was 15, he was 18, and they just like grew up overnight.
Yeah,
my husband is wonderful. They're just perfect. My friend, my family, everyone is sick with me. Everyone
we spent her birthday in the hospital.
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody was there.
Yeah, everybody was there.
Yeah, and again, that's...
Sounds like there's a lot of parties.
No, in some ways, it's obviously not where you want to be, but in some ways, it's exactly who you want with you, which the Jimmy Fund is very open with.
And today is my wedding anniversary, my 26th.
Oh, today?
Congratulations.
Wow. Congratulations. Wow. Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome.
You should have them announce that.
I was going to say, exactly. When you're down on the... Get that up on the big screen up there. We could talk to some people and pull some strings. 26. Wow. I got what number are you at over there, Arkin?
Oh boy, two.
Two. Oh. I think I just hit eight. So I got any. I'll get some advice off the air. I'll get some advice off the air.
So, Doctor, I do want to bring up. You've been doing some research, and of course, our funds that we're trying to raise here go towards this type of research. One of the things that you've found that I know has made a lot of headlines is a potential connection between red meat consumption and some cancers. Can you speak to that at all?
That's right. And I will say that we don't know all the answers yet, and that's actually exactly the reason why we need to keep researching and understanding this disease better. And this way we can come up with better treatments as well as new therapies. Yeah, our research, again, this is in our laboratory now, we did find that there are some epidemiologic factors, as we say, some things in the environment that can impact colorectal cancer formation. That doesn't apply to everyone. And there can be different risk factors or combinations. But the one we focused on was, red meat or processed meat consumption is something, healthy people should try to minimize, not completely avoid.
Just save it for a Fenway dog.
I would say everything in moderation, right?
Yes.
I enjoy a good burger as much as the next person. But our research pointed to, if someone consumes too much of processed meats, that can potentially lead to early signs formation. But I would say, again, everything in moderation, eat a balanced diet, healthy diet, live your life to the fullest, whether with a diagnosis or without. Mm-hmm. But keep in mind that, the usual things, balanced diet, exercise, things of that sort always help.
Doctor, you conduct a lot of your own clinical research. How important is it, things like this and donations?
I would say this is critical, and we really, by the way, thank you guys and everyone here for doing this, and as well as everyone on the lines for contributing. It is critical because although there's some other sources of funding, really philanthropy is very powerful and very flexible. We can really take resources like these and apply them to study not only paths and, you know, things that other people are thinking about, but also novel, completely new directions. So I would say this support, both for the research, as clinical research, as well as laboratory research, is very important. So thank you, everyone, here and at home.
Well, thank you. Thank you to everybody who's giving on the phones. 877-738-1234, toll-free, online, jimmyfund.org. You can text KCANCER to 20222. To donate $25. And an update for you, they just updated the tote board. We're
all
over
right.
We're over $3 million, just crossing over. So excellent work out there. Laurie Lambert-Blanc, her son Laurent, Dr. Marios Giannakis, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for sharing your story. And enjoy your time on the field. I think you guys are going to have a good time down there on the field. I do.
Thank you. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to talk to the scoreboard operator is what we're going to be sure to do.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.